This next one's called Sunrise.
I was standing outside because I didn't want to walk in the middle of that song. I mean, it's so beautiful. And it's kind of quiet. And there's, when the door opens, there's a point where it squeaks.
I didn't want it. I noticed, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we might have caught a little bit of the squeak at the very end.
I think there was a couple of things that sounded like bum notes on my instrument that were probably door squeaks, actually. Yeah. Let's put that out there.
So I figured there would be this awkward moment as I walked across to sit down at the end of the song, but that's okay because
I didn't feel anything awkward. That sounded
so beautiful that that could be easily included on a compilation that we put together. We're up to volume 6 now.
Oh, cool!
And
I just thought
we didn't want to have that squeak somewhere in the middle of that song.
I love to support 91.3 with music. Makes me feel good.
So, and I support it with door squeaks.
Yeah. Make sure that's in there at the end.
I am Dr. Dan. This is 91.3 KXCI, locals only, and I am here with Duo Sonido. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
My name's Hans Hutchison. Born and raised here in T-Town, T-Loke. I don't know, been playing guitar a long time, and Ben and I got together about 4 years ago, and this is my cohort.
I think it was 5, actually. I think we're almost at 5.
Geez, yeah. Oof, that's right.
So my name is Ben Dugain, and I have not been playing the vibes for as long as Hans has been playing a guitar. In fact, he's kind of the reason why I play. I really do think if he and I hadn't gotten together, I don't know that I'd be playing, or at least not as gracefully as I am.
Thanks for the kudos.
Yeah.
Kudos to your playing.
Well, thank you.
it sounds beautiful, and it's a remarkable instrument I see right in front of me here. Why don't you describe the instrument to folks out there?
It's a xylophone. It would be called a xylophone by 95% of people. It looks like a xylophone. It doesn't sound like one. It sounds closer to a piano, personally. It's got the same properties as a piano, where it has a pedal with a damper, just like a piano, so you can have sustain. Whereas on a xylophone, that's all you get. It's made out of metal, and it's bitchin'.
There's something rotating in there.
Oh, right. So, okay. There's more. That's the vibra part.
Oh, and you can vary it.
You can adjust the speed, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great sound with the guitar, the classical guitar, nylon string guitar, and then both of your voices. You've really got a great thing going.
Thanks. Thanks,
yeah,
Dan.
I love it. And the other thing I noticed is I'm hearing some new songs.
Yeah.
Well, ironically, this is like some of the oldest stuff that we play. We just kind of, we shelved a lot of this stuff for a long time. We started with this stuff, and then we sort of like dug into the jazz books and started playing a bunch of jazz.
And got really sick of these.
Got really sick of these, and
about two weeks ago,
we started playing. Well, not these last two, actually.
Well, it was probably because of this show, actually. We wanted to do an all-original set, so then the mm-hmm. other night at a gig, we were like, well, we better get working on them. We better blow the dust off some of those, and it was pretty rough, and luckily we got some practices in, and...
Well, that's great, because when I do the podcasts, you know, you can go to www.kxa.org and you can click on Locals Only. I can't put covers up there. I have to exclude those, edit those out from the performance. So it's great that I can include these songs.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And also, of course, on our compilations that we put out every couple of years. So, well, I'm ready for more music.
All right.
Okay.
This one's called Spanish Ode. Thank you.
next one's called Come Over Here. Since I met you, I've been wanting to talk to you.
Monday night, and you're listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI. Hopefully, you're with someone special, and you can go open a bottle of wine and light a candle or two. Because that's the mood we're setting tonight here.
Girl.
You're welcome, girl.
You're welcome.
And if you're not with that someone special, you're dreaming about him or her, or you're getting on your cell phone and saying, get on over here. Come over here.
Come over here.
Oh, that's why it's called that. Oh, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I like that. That's great.
Thanks.
You definitely got the feeling going there. Yeah, very, very nice. Is that a new song?
No, that's an old one. That's an old one. I wrote that, she's 7 years ago, probably.
Uh-huh.
Oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hans, you got it hot in here.
That's true.
Yeah.
We are playing live from Studio 2A on this Monday evening, June 29th. And happy to be here. It was quite a wild evening. A little monsoon storm came through. At least where I was, not much rain, but plenty of wind.
Lots of wind.
Yeah.
But your songs are not all wind. It's really got substance, you know?
Thanks, Dan.
I love what I'm hearing.
Yeah, hopefully. I've got a dog at home who does not like storms, and I have the radio on to this. I'm hoping that hearing my voice is going to fool her into thinking I'm in the bathroom or something like that. But
I do that, too. I do that, too, at my house. I got a dog and a cat. Yeah. So, Hans, tell me about the inspiration for the music that you're playing. What keeps you going?
What keeps me going? Well, I guess it's one thing that's always been a constant challenge in my life. I'll be 90 years old if I make it that far and still learning to play guitar. So that definitely keeps me going. I don't know. I like writing new stuff. It's really difficult. And challenge is good. Keeps me on my toes. And it just sounds nice.
And I'll point out to the radio audience, because they may not know. I mean, you're playing a nylon string classical guitar, but you play the electric guitar really, really well.
Oh,
I mean,
thanks.
You can wail on that, baby. I've heard it. Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up on the classical. I got the guitar off the wall at home. My dad had classicals on the wall, so it's kind of my home base. I feel most comfortable on a classical.
Yeah, I understand. I definitely understand. But again, you play steel string acoustic guitar, and you also play electric very, very well.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm learning pedal steel. That's the next conquest.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah, and I love the interaction between you two as you play. There's eye contact. At least, Ben, I see you looking over at Hans. That's really great.
Yeah, I don't think we could do. Well, we wouldn't play very well if we couldn't see each other, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we have to practice less.
Yeah,
we can give a little signals.
And I know I'm speaking probably for myself, but I like being rehearsed and being comfortable. But I also do like there being that element of danger, you know. Which sometimes amounts to just a really bad performance, but sometimes it amounts to really energetic and lively and engaging.
In the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it that you're looking for in Hans? Is it the rhythmic sense of when to come in or something else?
Well, you know, in different songs we'll have different parts and there will be different changes. And a lot of it is, okay, I'm done. Let's change. And that's the look I'll be giving him. That's really the only time I think that was when something is about to happen. Like in two songs earlier, we sort of keep subdividing the phrasing in half over and over again. And so that's just, that look means.
Well, there goes that secret.
Oh, shit.
Trade secrets being discussed on Locals Only.
Can you guys edit that out?
Well, as you know, we're going live, so we cannot edit that out. But but for the podcast, we will keep your trade secrets.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
No one else has ever thought of that, I'm sure. We're the first.
Yeah. Do you have any gigs coming up?
Yeah, we're actually, I was surprised you didn't get to Wednesday on Plush, because we're Wednesday at Plush.
I saw that actually on the, but I knew we'd be spending an hour in here.
Right.
And
oh, right
I
on.
Knew that would come up. So I didn't play you during the first hour.
You didn't get our check?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing Plush on Wednesday. Boy, I don't know the schedule by heart. Are we at Acacia this weekend?
No, this is our last gig for a while.
Oh, I'm out of town.
Out of town for a while. So come see us on Wednesday at Plush. And then I think the next thing we've got is probably Acacia.
Yeah, we're we're both trying to bail.
Yeah.
The July bailout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Well, let's listen to some more music. I'm Dr. Dan. I am here with Duo Sonido.
This one's called Sinfonola, which was a radio station down in Costa Rica that inspired the tune here. This is one that Ben wrote called El Camino Royal. Thank you.
back.
Another well-timed door squeak there.
Yeah, I stepped out of the room because, we have Bob Girth, who does the hub. And we have to let him in. Let him into the building so he could do his show. So I snuck out between songs and was dancing in the hall. Sounded great. Sounded really great.
How does this place hold up of 400,000 records? Or should I not bring that up for the authorities not to know?
Yeah. This house is over 100 years old. And they were built well back then.
Real wood.
Yeah, it's real wood. Real brick and mortar and wood, and it's well built. I am Dr. Dan, and this is Locals Only, live from Studio 2A. I'm here with Duo Sonido, and I'm just really enjoying what you're doing. Really enjoying it. It's just a great, great vibe. Exactly, yeah. And you're playing on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night at Plush.
Over at Plush.
9:30.
At 9:30.
Sharp. They're little taskmasters over there.
That's good.
That is good.
It is good.
Keep musicians in line.
Yeah.
And,
somebody's got to.
Yeah. So what's the life of a musician like in Tucson?
Pretty broke.
Yeah.
A lot of money. I feel like there's a lot of money going around. Definitely a lot of respect. I don't know. I feel like
sure
everything is
fun,
comped
though.
Everywhere we go, they're like, oh, it's you guys.
Oh, it's you guys.
Lots of free drinks. Foie gras.
That happens
we go.
Once in a while.
Yeah. The life of fame and
yeah.
And money, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I had two beers bought for me in 08.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Free stuff all around.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
It is.
It's really good. The musical community here is out of control. It's great. Of course, there's no money. There's no money in music unless you're Britney Spears.
Well, doesn't everybody play a little bit of music? I don't know. It just seems to me that, no?
No.
No. It just seems to me that when I go to a show, how many people are there that aren't musicians?
Yeah, no.
Well, you have a point there, and that is that the music community tends to support the music community. And so when you go to a show, if you look around, if you spill your beer, it's going to splash on someone who's a musician.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about that. And also, the same could be said for KXCI. When you look around, a lot of times I'll see volunteers and DJs and staff from KXCI at the shows.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the fact that it's musicians playing music for musicians. I think that's actually a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's hard, as we just kind of alluded to, it's not like they're overflowing with money, most musicians, So it really is hard.
So we do it for the fun of it.
Yeah. Now this is the year. It's going to pay off this year, finally.
Do you think?
No.
I hope to record an album. We hope to record an album this year.
Well, that's what we're doing right now.
I was going to say, you are doing it right now.
When
Ginger, who is behind the glass there, thank you so much, Ginger, by the way. Sounds great. When we give you the CD, that's yours. You
Woo-hoo.
Can do with it what you want. You could release a live from Studio 2A album of your own.
Nice.
You could put it up on your, if you have a MySpace page.
We do.
Which, yeah, actually, I knew you did. Cause we've
Good segue, though.
Yeah. So what is the MySpace page
name?
I don't know.
It's
pretty neglected.
There's one that's myspace.com/GrupoSonidoTucson.
Right.
Or you can just go to Hans Hutchison or Ben DeGain. We're our own best friends up there, so.
Yeah.
Now, we need to end at about 9:57. And I want to know how many songs you have left so we can figure out the timing here.
Two or three.
I think we need to start going back into the music now.
Bam.
And just keep your eye on the clock. We need to end about 9:57.
Sky's on fire. Quite good. shining in your new clothes. Daddy loves his little girl. He can make you smile like no one knows. There you are in your pretty dress. It's a red lipstick night tonight. Must feel good, 'cause you're a little bit high. Dancing around like the sky's on fire. Well, you're an independent girl. Chinese red just can't compete. And though sanity would be a blessing now, without it you're just so complete. There you are in your pretty dress. It's a red lipstick night tonight. Feel good, 'cause you're a little bit high. Dancing around like the sky's on fire. Dancing around.